Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg visited Charlotte Wednesday to announce a $2.5 million grant from his foundation toward the city's efforts to fight climate change. It's part of a $70 million campaign to tackle a problem Bloomberg says Congress and the White House are ignoring. WFAE's David Borak says this report.
Charlotte is one of 20 cities picked for the Bloomberg American Cities Climate Challenge. In announcements like this one around the country, he's highlighting the efforts of cities and taking more than a few shots at climate skeptics in Washington.
Fighting climate change and growing the economy hand in hand is what this is all about. And that's something mayors understand, even though the White House and Congress clearly do not.
The foundation, Bloomberg Philanthropies, invited the nation's 100 largest cities to apply for what's described as a two-year accelerator to help cities carry out plans to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Bloomberg made the announcement on a stage at UNC Charlotte Center City with the skyline behind him and Mayor Vi Lyles beside him.
Our team really was impressed by your bold goals, from installing solar panels on the roofs of more than 40 firehouses to trading in fleets of gas-powered government vehicles in exchange for electric ones.
Charlotte is among a growing number of cities that have pledged to carry out the Paris Climate Agreement, even though President Trump has said he'll pull the U.S. out. On Monday, the Charlotte City Council unanimously approved a strategic energy action plan, a sort of blueprint to help the city reach what Bloomberg called some ambitious goals. Those include eliminating fossil fuels that power city buildings and vehicles, and drastically cutting carbon dioxide emissions by residents from driving, heating, and cooling our homes and other activities. And while Bloomberg used his Charlotte appearance to criticize President Trump, he was not about to break any political news. Asked by a reporter if he might return to Charlotte as part of a presidential campaign, he said only that he'd definitely come back for the coffee. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.